Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The Amazon Web Services outage appears to be coming to an end. Some of those services certainly are back up and running. And I see as well in breaking news that Israel has confirmed that the US Vice President J.D. Vance will arrive there tomorrow for a visit. That's news of that just coming in. J.D. Vance, the US Vice President, heading to Israel. Now, from next year, people aged between 23 and 60 who do not have a pension and are earning over €20,000 will be auto-enrolled in the state's new scheme, and under that scheme the employee, the employer and the government will all pay a certain amount into the employee's pension fund. But for some who already have the option of a workplace pension but aren't availing of it, it could mean losing out on potentially higher contributions than offered in that government scheme. Let's get more on this now. I'm joined by Roz Briggs, who's pension spokesperson for the Society of Actuaries. Hello, Roz.
Hello, Claire.
Thank you for having me.
Not
at all. Delighted to speak to you, because this is a complex area. And let's start with talking about the auto enrolment scheme. I mean, it is a good thing to make sure that people have enough money to live on, because we are all living longer. So we will have hopefully more years of retirement ahead of us.
Absolutely. And I have to say, should start by saying that the Society of Actuaries are huge supporters of the new system. It's going to be called My Future Fund, as you say. It's starting on the 1st of January. And it's really going to be transformative. You know, hundreds of thousands of our fellow citizens who currently don't have access to an efficient and subsidised retirement savings system will be automatically enrolled, and not only their own, but matching contributions from their employer and a state subsidy will be put into a retirement pot for them, which will ultimately help them in retirement. And so it's a game changer for what's expected to be maybe as many as 2 out of 3 employees mm-hmm. in the private sector who currently don't have that facility.
But your message is for people who are in a workplace where there is already a pension scheme, but they may not be using that pension scheme. So you're saying to them, have a look at that one first before you become involved in the auto enrolment scheme.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we are concerned with tens of thousands, maybe up to 100,000 employees who are employed by companies who have voluntary pension schemes. And for whatever reason, people might just never have gotten around to joining it, or maybe their circumstances when they joined were such that they didn't want to join. And so really all we're saying to people in that scenario is that you should just inform yourselves, speak to your employer, find out what the contribution would look like if you joined the employer scheme, and weigh that up against the My Future Fund opportunity, and really make the best choice for yourself. And I think the most important thing is going to be to get a fix on how much money is going to be contributed by the employer under either arrangement, because that's probably going to be the most important test. And it can get a bit complicated quickly. My Future Fund will put initially 1.5% of your full earnings into the new state system. Many private sector pension schemes would have a higher contribution rate, but often apply to basic pay only. So mm-hmm. maybe 5% of basic pay is a typical type of contribution. So
when you say 1.5% of your earnings, that's the employee contribution, is it?
Yes, 1.5%. And it's going to be scaled in, Claire, over, you know, My Future Fund is starting small at 1.5%, and that will apply for 3 years. It will ramp up then to 3 and then 4.5 and ultimately to 6% of pay after year 9. And it will be applied to your full payroll earnings. So that's the important point. So the employee mm-hmm. puts in initially 1.5% going to 6. The employer matches it, and the state puts in a subsidy of 1/3 of what the employee is putting in. So, you know, ultimately people will get 14% of their pay going into a retirement fund.
When you get to the end of the 9th year,
yeah.
that's what will be going in.
Yeah.
So initially, if you're putting in 1.5%, the state is putting putting in 0.5%.
Yes.
And your employer is putting in 1.5%. So you're getting 2% essentially coming to you on top of the 1.5% that you're putting in.
Exactly.
So what you need to go and find out now is, if you have a pension scheme in work, how much is your employer putting in, and does it beat that 2%?
Exactly. That would be a great place to start. Absolutely.
So in general, would you say that existing voluntary pension schemes in workplaces will beat the 2%?
Well, it's hard to generalise because they're all individual and they're all, you know, they have their own rules. So it's really important to check the details of what may or may not apply in your own case. And the other important thing is to be sure that you know what type of pay the percentage is being applied to, because sometimes private sector pension schemes only target base pay. And so, for instance, if somebody has a lot of overtime or commission or bonuses or whatever it might be, it could be that they're actually looking at two different definitions of pay. So I think it's important just to get down to how much money are we talking about in euro terms in either system.
Mm-hmm. And the auto-enrolment pension contribution that the employee makes, a listener asks, will it be tax deductible? I don't know, Roz, if you have the answer to that question.
No, well, the tax systems are, or the state subsidies, if you like, will operate differently between the new My Future Fund system and the existing system, which is another area of complexity which people will have to try and manage. So as you say, 1.5% goes in as an employee contribution into My Future Fund, and the state subsidy comes as an additional payment. So 1.5 gets a half, whereas in the private sector, you get tax relief on your deductions from pay through payroll. And it depends on whether you're a standard rate taxpayer or a top rate taxpayer. So you get either relief at either 20% or 40%, depending on where you are. So, you know, if you do the sums, you will see that it's essentially a 1/3 contribution under My Future Fund and either 20% or 40% under the rest of the pension system. So it's sort of better for standard rate taxpayers and slightly worse for top rate taxpayers if you were to do that comparison.
So if you were an employee who decided to go with your workplace voluntary pension scheme now or in November or in December, does that mean that you won't be auto-enrolled then?
Yes, so somebody who already has a pension contribution coming out of their wage packet will not be auto-enrolled.
Mm-hmm. So it's important, if you want to sort this out now. If you don't do that and you are auto-enrolled, how difficult is it to swap out of that into the voluntary pension scheme?
Well, it is possible to, and this would apply to all employees, I mean, whether you have a pension or not, it's auto-enrolled, but if you want to opt out of it, you can. You must stay in for 6 months and then you can opt out after 6 months. People would have their contributions returned to them if that's what they wanted. And the system will also allow for suspension of contributions as it's going along. So it's not, it's you know, there'll be some paperwork and some decision making to be done, but it's not impossible to opt out.
Mm-hmm. I wonder, can you do both?
No, it won't be possible. If there's a payroll deduction coming for a pension scheme, then you will not be included into My Future Fund. What you could do is set up a separate arrangement, a private arrangement outside of the employee payroll, if you like. But that's, you know, that's something people could do if they wanted.
OK, but you will only be auto-enrolled if you have no other pension available to you, or if you're not making any contributions.
If there's no payroll deduction for going into a pension scheme, then you will be auto-enrolled.
Okay, now we have a statement on this from the government, and they say the overall benefits of any pension scheme have to be considered in the round. They must take into account factors such as whether contribution rates are paid on gross or base pay, whether the employer makes a contribution in addition to the employee, which we've discussed, Roz, at what rates contributions are made and what ancillary benefits may be available. So each employee who has access to a voluntary pension scheme is going to have to make those judgment calls, and they can be tricky calls to make.
Yeah, I mean, it is necessary to get into the weeds, and I know people don't really like getting into the weeds on pension schemes, but I think in this case, it's in order to make the best possible choice for yourself, you're going to have to really try and get into some of the detail. And I imagine most employers will be trying to help their employees to make good decisions. So, you know, a good place to start would be with your HR department or whoever you go to with payroll queries.
The statement goes on to say that the direct state top-up, so that's a euro for every €3 contributed by the worker, is likely more beneficial to lower earners, but its effect on higher earners depends on a range of factors. Do you agree with that, Roz?
Well, I do. I mean, this is getting back to the point that under occupational plans as they exist at the moment, a 20% tax relief goes in for standard rate taxpayers and 40% for top rate taxpayers. So I think that's the point they're making, is that the state support, if you like, is better for standard rate taxpayers. But I think you do have to think about it in the round. The first order decision is how much money is the employer contributing, would be my feeling. And things like tax relief and state supports kind of come in as a secondary aspect, I think. So I would be starting there.
Mm-hmm. There's another issue you raise about My Future Fund. You say it doesn't offer life cover, certainly not at the moment. Now, what are the implications of that?
Yeah, so it is quite common, probably in the majority of cases, that private sector pension schemes would offer a package of benefits to their members, including death benefits to be paid in the unfortunate event of somebody dying before they get to retirement age. Now, that isn't a feature of My Future Fund. So for somebody who that was a very important benefit, you know, obviously that makes the occupational plan maybe more attractive. You can, of course, always set up a private life assurance policy for yourself. But for some people who might have underwriting difficulties and so on, it may be better to stay in a group arrangement with their employer.
So what happens to your contributions that you've made as an employee after your death?
In My Future Fund,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah.
They would be made available to the estate of the person. So the contributions would be made available as a death benefit.
Mm-hmm. But there'd be no additional benefits, is what you're saying, which is common under private or other voluntary pension schemes.
Yeah. And I mean, if you think about the early days of My Future Fund, there'll be a relatively small amount of contributions in them, whereas it's typical in private sector occupational plans that some multiple of salary might be made available as a death benefit. Mm-hmm. So from day one, there's quite a lot of coverage for the family.
It's a huge undertaking, isn't it? This new My Future Fund, the entire scheme will be a huge change in how we view pensions and how we undertake them.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's a monumental change. It's transformative. And, we're very excited about it, really, because My Future Fund is very quickly going to become the biggest provider of pensions to Irish citizens, you know. So it has the scope to really emerge as the gold standard as to how pensions are provided, not only to the people in My Future Fund, but I think it will set the standard for the industry. So we're very hopeful that this will be the start of something really transformative for the whole environment, if you like.
Roz, thank you very much for joining us. Roz Briggs there from the Society of Actuaries, and David Coleman will be with us next.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.